definitely not the starters. You're on the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Hey, what's happening? Happy Thursday. Good morning and welcome. Welcome to December. It's the End of the Bench on 100.7 The Score, 107thescore.com, and the 100.7 The Score mobile app. Alongside Jeff Haxton, I'm Choice Woodman. Lucas White across the way taking care of us. You two can hit us up. Your thoughts, your comments, your questions, all welcome on the Yates Flooring Center chat line through that 100.7 The Score mobile app with you for the next 3 hours all the way till high noon. Plenty to discuss. Cuss and discuss if you want from last night. Can look ahead to conference championship weekend, college football playoff potential. We're going to dabble a little early today. Weekend Pick'em Challenge. We'll get into
today. Ooh, I can't wait. Let's pick games. Sounds like a great idea.
Well, it worked out so well for you last Thursday. Actually, that was two Thursdays ago.
Pre-Maui,
yeah.
I was just thinking about Maui, that's all, you know.
Understandable.
Do you know that Richard Pitino is coaching at New Mexico? Do you know that?
Like son of Rick?
Mm-hmm.
No. Like head coach?
Yeah.
No.
I didn't know that either.
I had no idea.
They're 7-0.
How did you stumble across that?
Tweet from Jeff Goodman.
Okay. Richard
New
Pitino.
Mexico Lobos 7-0 like after beating St. Mary's.
The guy that was at Minnesota for a little while?
I think so.
Yeah. Same guy? Okay. So Richard Pitino. Is Rick still at Iola?
Yes.
Iola. That's the street in town. Iona. That was close.
Missed it is the same guy, by the way.
Mr. Byler. Okay.
Minnesota fired Richard Pitino.
I remember them. Yeah. Because Tech played them in a tournament right before you were here, I think, in... Where was that? Puerto Rico? Maybe? Somewhere down there in the...
He was the head coach of the Gophers from 13 to 21.
Yeah. Tech definitely played.
Anyway, they... They went all the way out to St. Mary's and won there. So,
all right. So,
I didn't know that. I didn't know he was out
New Mexico
in the ABQ.
Well, we had a fun one here.
It was fun.
A game of runs, see in the NBA a lot. Not really see
9-0, 7-0, 9-0, 18-0, 16-0.
Two different 18-0 runs in this game. Pretty crazy to see that kind of thing, but. Whew, you bent as much as you possibly could at one point and didn't break. So that's, I guess, good. But we'll talk plenty of basketball today. Was that hard to go to sleep after that one last night?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
Figured so.
Pretty geared up from it. You know, they had a little runner to take the lead.
Yeah, that was the one.
From Primo Spears. But he just missed it.
Primo missed it. Yep.
That would have been a 20-0 run. Golly. Yeah. Couldn't get off the schneid.
There was a point where Georgetown hit 10 straight field goals.
10 for 10.
That's crazy. I mean, that is nuts to do that. Whether you're playing good defense or not, which there were stretches where Tech played really good defense and stretches where they played not so good defense. So it's still a young team. It's still a team meshing together. Is this something we're going to be saying all season?
Yes.
Mark Adams doesn't seem to think so. Said last night in the post-game press conference, I can't wait to see this team. And I think he said a couple months, which is into conference play.
You're going to be saying it all year.
You've been more negative on this team than I think I've seen you on. No, I'm not saying. I'm just saying you're.
I know what I've seen, and I know that they're going to be very inconsistent.
You also didn't like John. You're not as high on Jalen Tyson as me, and he had a nice night last night.
I'm just going to wake up today and just take and rub everything right in your face.
Let's go! Rub it in. Rub his nose in it. Oh, we've had to do that with the puppy a little bit. Man, puppies.
It doesn't work.
It doesn't?
No.
Well, not if they're the devil dog like June. You and Creed are pals still.
Yeah, I spent a little extra time with Creep. Just you're a good dog. You're a good dog.
Oh.
And he's looking at me like, just don't kill me, sir.
Just don't kill me. No.
Oh, my God.
No, the new pup, it's not too bad. No, but
you got another dog?
I told you this.
No,
last...
you didn't.
Oh, you were in Maui when I told you.
I have no clue about the new Woodman dog.
Really?
No, I don't. I'm not making it up.
Who
what do you think? I'm just lying to you?
Said, was it Clint? Oh, okay. My bad. Jeez. We got a new dog in the household. This was not planned at all. Just, you know, you like your dogs. Not planned. Just stumble into it. There was someone that was trying to rehome. Couldn't keep up with it anymore. So wife's like, hey, look. I'm like, okay. So we did a tryout for a few days. See how Moose would handle the new pup. He mostly just ignores her, so it's good. Yeah.
What kind of dog?
Poodle.
Wow. You took a poodle?
Oh, she's sweet. It's like, I can't, I think it's a, like a miniature golden doodle, actually.
Okay.
Miniature golden doodle. So think of a golden doodle, but small. Because she's not going to get much bigger than she is. So like almost like a big lap dog. This is essentially what it is. And most,
looking for the joke. I just can't quite find it.
I have lined up with Ron Swanson's thinking for most of my life is little dogs are cats. So I didn't.
Cats are pointless.
I mean, cats are pointless. Yeah. But so I didn't foresee this happening, but we end up with a little dog in the household.
Congratulations.
Yeah, I guess so. We'll see. Depends how much I start losing my socks. But that's when I'll start getting a little more frustrated.
I had enough because Perry's stealing my socks now because he's in a 9. And I'm a 12.
That's
so.
The worst when you can't. Find socks when
exactly. So I bought 36 pairs of socks. I just like went to Walmart and I was just, I don't care. Give me all the socks.
Take it all the socks.
Because I'm not doing this anymore. I'm not looking for socks anymore.
Oh, I'm with you. I'm with you. Like Christmas time, that's one of the best things about Christmas. Is
socks.
Is socks and underwear when you get
socks and
up.
Undies.
I think it's one of the hardest transitions when you're, you know, in your low 20s and that's what you get from mom and dad. You don't get cool stuff anymore. It's like, man, I'm at the age of socks and underwear. But then when you're, you know, 30s, 40s, it's like, all right, looking forward to it. Time to finally throw some of these underwear away.
So you're almost out of time in the first segment, so you've like zinged me on a million things. You're leading towards an age zinger. I mean, I can just read it.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, I mean, I can read you like a book.
I'm saying it.
You're like,
there
and
was
then
no zingers.
You say, oh, Hex is old. I mean, that's the way you're going. I guarantee it.
Well, I do have a basketball question for you that I am completely robbing from Jamie. That I think I know the answer, your answer, but I want to hear you say it. So we'll get to that coming up. We'll talk a little bit of football. More bold talk out there. We'll look at some of that. Maybe a little Dallas Cowboys as well. We do have our pick 'em coming up at 10:30 this morning. So plenty to dive into. Got some headlines for you coming up next, including all Big 12 selections. Tell you what Red Raiders landed on that list. It's the end of the bench. Till noon on 100.7 The Score.
Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Flop!
Soccer analysis over here during the break. Stuff we totally know about. He knows way more than me.
I do.
You call, what, 10 games a year? Somewhere in there?
Yeah.
Somewhere in there.
Courtois, come on, get a save for us, big guy.
We're watching the Croats and the Waffles.
Oh,
right
my gosh.
Now.
This is a...
Croats? Is it Croats?
It's a great matchup here.
Belgium and Croatia. The Waffles.
This is a great FIFA video game matchup. So that's why I know...
How much do you play?
Huh?
How much do you play the FIFA?
It's been down a lot lately because I can't stop flying the 747.
Now's the time to do it. You got to do it while the World Cup's going on.
I can't
on.
Stop flying the 747, man.
Okay. He's Jeff Hackson. I'm Choice Woodman. We got some headlines for you. Big PK coming up right here. U.S. already through, if you didn't know that. They are into the final 16, which their match with the Netherlands coming up on Saturday. Headlines more locally. Well, Tyree Wilson and Malik Dunlap highlight the all Big 12 selections for Texas Tech football yesterday, announced by the league. Wilson, no surprise, the first teamer. Would have been a big surprise if he was anything but a first teamer. As dominant as he has been, Wilson led all Power 5 with 50 pressures, which ranked second in the FBS, ranked tied for third in Power 5 with tackles for loss at 14. That was ninth in the FBS, led the entire FBS with 8.5 tackles for loss against opponents who were ranked. I mean, stats go on and on for Tyree Wilson. As dominant of a individual player as you have had on the defensive side for...
No chance for bowl
a while.
For him, right?
Yeah, he's already announced.
Oh, right.
He's already announced, and I think I'm not sure he would have been in the window for the...
Were you surprised Weston
anyway.
Wright
Yeah, that happened yesterday.
Portal potty?
Not porta potty, is he? He just declared for the draft.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. Unless, let's see.
I didn't read it. I just saw his name.
Okay, yeah. Wright just says he's going to forgo the final season and declare for the 2023 NFL draft. So, which I'm trying to remember rules that they seem like they've changed. There's no undeclaring in football, right? Or there's no like test the waters in football and come back, right?
I've never heard of it.
I don't think so. And there's different stuff in basketball, but Weston Wright, offensive lineman for the Red Raiders, 42 starts on the Texas Tech offensive line over his career. So, you're going to lose one of your more tenured guys. He was a senior, but had another year, had the COVID year he could have come back for. But he will not be back next season. Going back real quick to the All Big 12 teams.
Dunlap, heck of a player, man.
Yep, Dunlap named second team All Big 12. There's a reason his name wasn't called a ton this year because people didn't want to throw towards him.
He's 6'2", right?
6'2". Yeah, he is. And he's one of those guys that could come back next season. Both your corners, and Rashad Williams and Malik Dunlap, pretty darn good corners. And they both have eligibility. Now, that's a big... If you can get both of those guys back, you feel really good about your defense next season. And the two interior linemen, too. Man, you could just restart on defense and feel great about your opportunities. But that's a... We'll see at this point. Those are the only two players, both coming on the defensive end for the Red Raiders. 15 different guys named honorable mention, meaning they got a vote from somebody. So Bradley, Bradford, Hutchings. I was a little surprised one of those interior
Woodman
defensive linemen.
Woodman got a vote.
How is Krishan Merriweather? I think third in tackles in the league. How did he not get at least a second team nod? Third in tackles in the Big 12 Conference.
That's goofy.
And he was not named one of the six linebackers on either of the teams. So, I mean, there's some good linebackers in this league. Cobb for OSU, Doyle.
Cobb's a good player.
Hodges for TCU, I don't think he should have made it. I think that's a product of being on the
probably
best team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I
he's fine, but he's not.
He's pretty dang good.
I'd take Merriweather over him.
I would too, I think. Yeah. When TCU played, you saw him involved in plays at all different levels, you know, at the line of scrimmage from the linebacker position.
Now,
then,
Winters for TCU was on the first team. He is one that definitely deserved it. He was all over the place, too. So,
I think I'm taking Krishan on that match.
I think I would, too. Henry Teeter, Sir Roderick Thompson, Landon Peterson, Miles Price, Dennis Wilburn, Marquise Waters, Rashad Williams, and Trey Wolf. Wolf probably would be the other one where I'm saying a bit of a snub there. You have two game-winning kicks at expiration, three kicks that send it to overtime. Yeah, I mean, he was Mr. Clutch in the Big 12.
But he missed that one extra point.
He missed that one extra point. Yeah, so... I don't know. Wolf does not make the list. Instead, the two kickers were Tanner Brown from OSU on the second team. Yeah, second team. And then Griffin Kell for TCU first team guy. I don't know their numbers, so I can't speak to it that much. Other headlines, of course, Texas Tech basketball victorious last night, 79-65 over the Georgetown Hoyas. Whew, that was an up-and-down game, as up-and-down as you're going to find, where the Red Raiders are able to pull it out. At one point you had a 23-point lead. At what point, Hax, were you nervous to...
When it got single digits.
You might lose.
Because if you looked at it, the way that the run broke down, they did 7-0 in 58 seconds, okay?
That's fast, yeah.
So I can't remember exactly what that took it to. I think it took it from 19 to 12 in 58 seconds. And at that point, you still had six and change left or seven and change left. So I was like, you know, I mean, if this keeps, just you know, do a little bit of math, if this keeps on the same track, you're going to be in some trouble. And it kept on that same track until he finally missed that runner to make them 10 for their last 11 from the field.
Yeah.
And then you got a little Bacho dunk off of the pick and roll, and the crowd got into it. I think the crowd helped and helped you. It was amazing. As fast as you got in trouble, it felt like at that same amount of pace, you got back to where you could breathe. You didn't have to suffer long. You know, you did. Well, okay. You suffered like crazy through an 18-0 run.
Yeah.
But
about a, what, 6 minute stretch on the clock.
But yeah. Once they decided to go again, they got it back under control. It was weird, weird game. Because remember, you're favored by like 16 and a half. You're up 23, right? Easy Tech win.
Yeah.
Down to one. No way Tech's going to win. And then they almost got it back up to the number. So, craziness.
Yeah. Was a crazy game. I'm thrilled that you end up winning it. Is that something you take away in terms of, you know, this is a notch for your young team, finding a way to get through that tough situation? Or is it just, yeah, it's just another game against an inferior opponent that you just shouldn't have let get that close?
No.
They've got talent on that
team.
They've
got all kinds of talent on that team.
They do. I was saying his name wrong. Who knew?
Mutombo, by the way, sat on my camera. I mean, I was
he
like,
sat on
dude,
your camera?
You're 7-2.
Oh, this had to have been before the game.
Before the
never
game.
Saw you
yeah, he never got on
game,
the floor.
Right?
But we have the behind the mic camera up now, and it's right in front of me. And he comes and just sits down and right on the deal, and I'm like, dude, you know, you're.
Bro.
Mutombo's posterior is about a foot from my face. I'm like, oh, this is great.
Oh, yeah.
What I take from it is you saw what your rotation is going to be when it's on the line. And we saw a whole lot of substituting early and at the start of the second half. But when it really got on the line, how many players did you see?
Five or six? I mean,
maybe seven.
Yeah. Six and a half, seven.
Demarion, no. Kerwin, no.
It did seem like Williams played a little more last night.
He did, but once it got on the line.
Right, I think you had.
He didn't.
What, six guys in double figures, minutes-wise, and that was it? I'll have to look exactly, but I think that was it. So it the rotation slimmed a lot last
night. Five starters, double figures. So
yeah.
You're going to have to.
You need that.
You're going to have to develop more depth.
There's a depth sitting on the bench. We could desperately see him.
I tapped him on the shoulder last night and I said, hey, big guy, you going to be okay? Are you going to play? He's like, yep, just waiting. So,
just waiting. Okay.
Big Maple, we
need
you.
Get strong. See you on the bench on 100.7 The Score.
Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
And 107thescore.com. Alongside Jeff Haxton, I'm Choice Woodman. Got Lucas White across the way taking care of us. Keep hitting us up. Your thoughts, your comments, your questions. All welcome. Yates Flooring Center chat line open to you through that 100.7 The Score mobile app on with you for a couple more hours today. We'll give way to the bottom line at that time. Don't forget, podcasts. We got a lot of them, a lot of options and opportunity there. As you can listen in normally when we're here on the in the First United Bank studio, or if you don't catch us live, you can go catch the best of The End of the Bench up at 107thescore.com or any of our other podcasts, all of our local shows, including our Saturday shows, weekly shows, and the Ask Level podcast, all available to you at 107thescore.com or TT973.com. Red Raiders dad says that dog could have taken care of Clint's sham Christmas door. This dude doesn't put up a tree. Do you at least put a tree in your house? Hey, you already got one up, right?
No, I said it'll probably go up about the 15th.
Oh, the 15th. That's right. But you do put up a tree.
Yeah. Yeah.
So at least you're not
I may get the thing up today. I think...
On the 1th?
Today's Gobbles Down Day.
Right, right.
He's had his month.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll put Gobbles Jr. away. And so that means I'll have to get up in the attic. So I might as well get the tree today.
Okay.
I think I'm going to do it today.
Awesome. Cho-Cho, would Ewing's bracelet go well with your next dress? Thank you. Mm-hmm. Six-toed. I know. Six-toed cinnamon.
Six-toed
cinnamon. Did you ever...
Dear Lord.
Did you ever know a six-toe growing up?
No.
Not a six-toed person, but no. Like a six-toe...
No.
We had at least two six-toes in Dumas. That's like a name, you know? I think it's a nickname, but six-toe on the baseball team with me. Viva 73 says, I have a full... Full bar restaurant lab. I think your talk to text didn't work out so well there. Full bar restaurant lab that weighs 56 pounds. I don't know what that was supposed to be. Full bread.
There you go.
Still don't know what the restaurant's supposed to be, though. I love her. Yes. Okay. Hack, she should have asked Ewing about Scottie Pippen dunking on him. Oh, man. Wait, who dunked on Ewing the worst? Was it Scotty? The posterization that was the worst? I think it was.
When I think of Knicks dunks, I think of John Starks.
Starks underneath Jordan, yeah. That one was pretty bad.
Baseline.
I do think the Pippen one was featured pretty well. Chuck said, we're going to the Texas Bowl. I've heard the same thing. Look, I haven't heard anything about it. Doesn't mean it's not true. Most of what I've heard is Cheez-It Bowl. But things change over the weeks. Bulls are talking to teams.
Yeah. Right?
They're talking to teams right now. So that's going on. And I don't know. There's a possibility Tech's preference is to go to Houston to get more fans there. It's not my personal preference, but if that's what Tech wants, then so be it. Because that would be Tech dropping down a spot, technically.
I just saw this. Caleb Smith is down to Notre Dame and Texas Tech.
Mm-hmm.
He is a Frisco wide receiver, class of 23, going to make his commitment at 5 o'clock Central today.
Caleb Smith.
Mm-hmm. Reedy High School.
You need more of those wide receivers.
Notre Dame and Texas Tech.
Okay. Now, this is the one that decommitted from Tech originally, I believe.
Yeah.
So, remember, he decommitted so he could go on that visit to Notre Dame. So, we'll see. Did not know anybody that had six toes, but we had a triple nipple. I should read those beforehand.
You should just do better. and I also want to thank Hiawatha Culver. You know, he has always texted me. Jared Culver, 9 points, career high 12 rebounds last night.
What up?
For the Hawks.
Let's go, Jared. I hope that's the right spot for him. Seems to be better.
He looks good in that uniform, man.
He and Trey can work together, so good for him. All right, Hacks, my question I'm thieving from Jamie.
Okay.
For Tech basketball. He used this as his question of the day. I just wanted to get your take on it. Have your expectations from the preseason changed for this team? Or are they still the same at this point?
I think they've slightly changed.
So where were your preseason expectations, if you're putting quantifying it?
4th to 5th in the Big 12.
Okay.
This is still an NCAA tournament team.
Agreed. Yeah.
You're going to take your lumps. You're going to take lumps. When you're firing 2 to 3 true freshmen on the floor, on the road in the Big 12, you're going to take your lumps.
Mm-hmm.
At home, you're going to get a massive lift. Those guys are going to play a ton better. You're going to have – I mean, I have to look forward to this season without Dawes, without Big Maple, because, again, still in a cast.
Mm-hmm.
We're almost to conference. In 1 month, we're in conference play. You know the conditioning is way down.
Yep.
This is a big guy. Takes a lot for him to move. Takes a lot for him to get in condition. So I have to think forward to, all right, who are your rock-solid players? Who are your guys that you can definitely depend on?
Well, right now you've got Bacho's been rock-solid. Harmon's been pretty consistent for you. Obander hasn't been consistent, but I would say—
He's still leading you in scoring, yeah, so let's go with that consistent.
He's dependable. I don't know.
He's getting 7 rebounds a game. Yeah. Let's put him on the list, and let's go ahead and put Tyson on the list. Although
I would put him there.
He's going to take his lumps as well. So
well, I'd say defensively, he's one of your best players, though. So you can at least
you saw
on him
just
there.
The raw basketball scoring ability from him last night, because when he got it going, it looked easy.
Well, and that's what Adam said in the post game. Is he said, "Hey, we told him shoot the ball going mm-hmm. into this game." It's more of a matter of just getting him to put it up.
That play where he tracks it down in the corner, and he's going as fast as he can to get the ball so it doesn't go out of bounds, square up,
mm-hmm.
fire, and hit the three in the corner is a high-level play. So my expectations have just gone down a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Not a ton. It's not panic time, but your lack of length is going to hurt how you play defense, and that's what this whole bedrock lies on when it comes to Mark Adams' teams.
Okay. I think my expectations are probably still the same. And my optimism is still really high, but mine was the same as yours, 4th or 5th in the Big 12, or top 5 in the Big 12 is what I'd say, and then likely a second weekend team in the tournament. Not guaranteed, but likely. And I think those things are still on the table. It's the end of the bench. Lots more of your thoughts from the chat line, basketball-wise. Gets to some of those, and Hacks has the highs and lows next on 100.7 The Score.
Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Time for a few headlines. What you need to know, part of the End of the Bench on 100.7 The Score and 107thescore.com with Jeff Axton. I'm Choice Woodman. All right. I have neglected your headline for a little bit unintentionally. Tell us what's new in the college football playoff.
Yeah, it's just about what it's going to look like in 2024.
Okay.
The first round of the playoff in 24 will take place the week ending Saturday, December 21st at either the home field of the higher seeded team or at another site designated by the higher-seeded institution. Number 12 will play 5. Number 11 will play 6. Number 10 will play 7. Number 9 will play 8. The specific game dates, likely late in that week, will be announced later. For the 2024 and 25 seasons, the 4 quarterfinal games and 2 playoff semifinal games will be played in bowls on a rotating basis.
Okay.
The quarterfinals will take place in the Fiesta, Peach, Rose, Sugar, Cotton, Orange. The 25 quarterfinals, Cotton, Orange, Rose, Sugar, while the Fiesta Bowl and Peach Bowl will host the playoff semifinals.
Okay, so this is really interesting. Now, we've heard that this be a possibility that host sites, campuses could host these games, because it almost becomes an incentive to not be one of the top 4. Obviously, you want to be one of the top 4 and get the bye, but not being one of the top 4 is a great thing if you're 5, 6, 7, 8, because you get to host another game. and bring in that, I don't know how much revenue comes to the team, but it's going to bring in some revenue to the team. It's going to give you another home game. I mean, that's a huge thing.
Oh, massive, yeah.
Huge thing for those teams. And it
obviously, but you'd rather sit and wait.
Yeah, you would rather sit and wait. And it obviously gives you a big advantage to be one of the top eight teams, not to be one of those fringe mm-hmm. teams of being 9, 10, 11, 12.
Brett McMurphy also adds this, which is interesting. In a new 12-team playoff, top four ranked conference champions receive a first-round bye. So that means, yes, UConn and Notre Dame would never be able to get a first-round bye.
Okay. So what is that? You don't think that'll change? Well, I guess this is just 24, 25
yeah.
as of right now. So... So do we know conference champions are through for sure on the top five? Mm-hmm. Okay. I like all of what I'm hearing right here. I mean, it's good stuff. So in this scenario.
National title games in January 2025. So 24-25 season, Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
And the next year, Miami.
So a year like this year, Hacks. What gets interesting is if we had a 12-team playoff this year, you know, you would get the conspiracy theories of hope the league's going to want TCU to win this conference title game. The league's going to want that. In this scenario, the league would want TCU to lose the title game
because mm-hmm.
then you get two teams in.
Yep.
Like that sort of thing makes it interesting. Yeah, I mean, this whole thing is fascinating because we – For 100.
That's from the College Football Playoff website.
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
It's official. And I guess we were waiting on the Rose Bowl. Like, that's what the Rose Bowl officially signed off on it yesterday. How stupid is all of that? They would have been left behind, I guess. It's possible. But the Rose Bowl officially said we can do the College Football Playoff. We'll be part of it yesterday after we've known this thing was going to be a thing for. Where are we at? 6 months. So, wow. Good stuff. It's getting real. It's fascinating because for 150 years in college football, we had one game. No, not even one game. For a long time, we had people at newspapers. Well, yeah, people at newspapers and stuff deciding who the national champion was.
My son couldn't process that.
Isn't that crazy?
He could not process it.
It's stupid to process.
Yeah.
Hey, we're going to vote and tell you this is the national champion. We're not going to line these two teams up in a game. Then we finally get the BCS. And that was a broken system, but better than what we had before. And then 150 years after the start of college football, we get more than two teams into a playoff. Four teams play for it. Yeah, we have five Power Five conferences. And it finally feels like we're somewhere with college football where you've got 12 teams. And 12, some people think excessive, but at least you have every possible team with 12 that should be able to win a national title playing for a national yep. title. So we're finally getting there.
Yep, getting there.
I'm off my high horse. Thank you. All right, now... some other headlines. Texas Tech basketball victorious last night, 79-65. Good thing, right, that you have all starters in double figures in this one, right?
That's
a good thing for you, right?
You
finally see kind of a consistent effort offensively from them, and I think that was a reflection of Coach Adams going to a shorter – bench, a shorter rotation than we've seen really much of the season.
You know what maybe the biggest thing that they're going to take from this is they got to work against the zone.
Which was rough initially.
But yeah.
They found.
But yep. They got real time uh-huh. against real athlete work against the zone defense.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. Harmon, Tyson both finished with 18 points, 15 for Bacho, 11 for O'Banner, 10 for Isaacs. Bacho did have his double-double, by the way. Biggest double-double of the career, 15-13. So, good stuff.
We got the first five rebounds of the game.
Yeah. He was all over the glass. He ripped like two of them away from his teammates too. I think they were both O'Banner sitting there.
Yeah.
He's like, give me that ball. And O'Banner let up. So Red Raiders will next be in action against Nichols Don't Call Me State next week. They dropped the state, right?
They did.
Okay. So that is next week.
Which, Nichols, does that sound better?
No, I think it sounds weirder. It's weird to not call them state. Tonight on our airwaves, we got some Lady Raider basketball. They'll take on the Alabama State Hornets at 6:30. You can hear it. We'll tip off at 7 on 107.7 Yes FM. Here on 100.7, the score, Astros Line. Our brand new Houston Astros show that will air weekly on 100.7. The score, followed up with Lady Raider basketball at Alabama versus Alabama State. And then on Double T 97.3 Thursday Night Football, Bills at Patriots. Bills Patriots at 6:30 on Double T 97.3. Tech football news, Tyree Wilson, Malik Dunlap, part of the All Big 12 teams. Wilson named first team, Malik Dunlap named second team All Big 12. And then Weston Wright announces he is going to forgo his final year of eligibility and enter the 2023 NFL draft. He will play in the bowl game, though. You two can hit us up.
Seems like a great candidate for the XFL.
Yeah. I don't know what Wright's prospects look like, but I would guess he's probably going to go undrafted.
Oh, yeah.
Well, sometimes you see these guys.
You do free agency.
Yeah, and it works out. I mean, Terrence Steele, which I think it was a better prospect than Wright, but Steele goes undrafted. Gets on the Cowboys roster.
Starting.
Has to start his first season. Man, that was a rough first season that he had to go through, but he has turned into a staple for the Cowboys offensive line. So you never know the path that you have to take, but awesome to see Terrence Steele with the successes he's having.
You know,
now.
The Smith guy from Tulsa is a 100% rook.
Yes. Yeah. What's his name? Tyler? Tyler Smith.
I think
so. Mm-hmm. Yep.
That ended up being a heck of a pick.
Sure did. Yeah. Cowboys offensive line feels
better.
Yeah, better than it has the last couple of seasons. In case you missed the news yesterday, the latest in the coaching carousel, UAB has made their hire. Trent Dilfer, high school coach to college head coach. This is after UAB's coach Bill Clark announced his retirement. For anybody that cares, CBS Sports grades this hire a C-. It's an interesting one, but I'm okay with trying to make a splash if you're a smaller school. It's fine. It's fine.
It's fine.
All right, a few more of your thoughts on the Yates Flooring Center chat line during Tech basketball. And burning questions really late. Get those coming up next on 100.7 The Score.
Definitely not the starters. You're on the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Alongside Jeff Haxton, I'm Choice Woodman. Jackson Frazier back behind the glass playing with his wavy locks. Headbanging now. Hit us up. We've got Ask the Benchwarmers headed your way 15 minutes from now, so submit your questions. Yates Flooring Center chat line, the easiest avenue. Pardon me. You can tweet us at 107 The Score as well. Things we are supposed to look forward to in December, Hacks. Forgot to tell you this earlier.
Okay.
In sports, lots of good NFL action, obviously. Bowl games start. I feel like this date gets earlier and earlier every year. By the way, one of my favorite things was that you said that we get playoff games on December 21st. Does it feel like we have to wait around a whole
20 days from now?
That would be great. I'm really looking forward to that.
385 days from now.
Well, yeah. College football bowls start on December 16th, and the World Cup runs through December 18th.
Or do I have that wrong? It'd be 2 years from now, right?
24 is 2 years. Yeah, we've still got another year of this after.
Okay.
So go ahead. What's 2 years on date? You're not going to have
to? I'm not going to do that.
Okay.
I'm not going to do that math. Are you kidding me?
I was going to let you. In movies to look forward to this month, the action comedy flick Violent Night opens tomorrow. He was telling us about that.
I saw that ad. I was like,
750 days.
750? It's more.
On the dot.
On the dot?
It should be.
365. I believe you. You seem.
We believe you.
You seem like you know what you're talking about. Emancipation with Will Smith hits Apple TV on the 9th. And The Whale with Brendan Fraser hits theaters on the 9th. You going to watch that one?
I don't go to the movies, so no.
Well, I mean, not necessarily like, but do you plan on watching it after theaters?
I don't know.
No, you're a Brendan Fraser fan.
Yeah, but I don't want to look at him like that.
Because he's so fat?
No, just like, I mean, but do you know anything about the storyline? About?
Not much. I knew it was supposed to be a good movie, but.
I don't.
Okay. Didn't he get like some sort of comeback award for that?
Probably.
There's a new Pinocchio coming out. Avatar, the second one, hits.
Avatar in a lake.
I've heard some crazy stuff about that movie.
It's 3 hours and 12 minutes long.
I've heard that it would have to become the fourth highest grossing movie ever just for them to break even on it.
Are you serious? Oh, I believe it. Oh, my gosh. Fourth highest ever.
Did you see that latest Disney cartoon bombed?
Mm-mm.
Big time.
Well, do you know the name? I'll have to.
I didn't even know, but I saw the tweet saying that, and I hadn't even heard of the movie until I saw that tweet.
Well, Lightyear bombed pretty bad, but like this is a different one.
Yeah,
this is a different one.
Because Lightyear went way under their budget, or way under their projected totals that they were expecting. Who knew? People actually... Never mind. Too Hot to Handle, blah, blah, blah. And then Harrison Ford's new Yellowstone prequel, 1923, comes out.
Helen Mirren, still going strong.
I'm really kind of excited to watch that one. I'm a Harrison Ford fan, so I think that'll be pretty good. And, of course, lots of
Strange World, guys.
Strange World? Oh, okay. I saw, like, a poster.
$180 million dollar budget, made just under $30 million in
the first week. So it went to theaters?
It's been there since November 23rd.
Strange World. I know why. Never mind. It's the, the quiet, right people that are keeping from this.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the main character's like non-binary or something.
Hmm.
Something, I don't know which, but so it's people not taking their kids to see these woke Disney movies. All right. Bobby Hot Dog says, "I wish I was different, Brendan Fraser." He is
brilliant.
He's grown a lot. We'll say that. He has grown a lot.
The show's different.
The show's different. All right, let's go ahead and...
Oh, Laura.
Let's get some burning questions, please. Hacksdog, if you could move somewhere else, not back home to Oklahoma, but somewhere else, where would be your ideal moving spot?
I really dig Kansas City, Missouri.
Okay.
But I probably wouldn't do that because of the cold. I would stay in the South and probably move to Florida.
Okay. Florida.
Hang out with your gator buddies.
My gators? You going to wrestle one for me?
I'm not going to wrestle one, but you're hang out with your gator buddies.
Jackson?
My top two would probably be either Tampa, that's where my mom lives, or just go out to Philly and be with some Philly fans.
That sounds terrible.
Philly, I actually really like
Philly. Would be on one of the like worst lists of places to live for me. Okay. What is the last movie you watched full length?
Christmas Vacation.
Go back here to the old
Christmas night. Vacation? Like when? Last night?
Like the day after Thanksgiving.
Okay. You're going back through your Netflix or something? Apparently the next one Hax says I have to watch is Blazing Saddles. Never seen it. He showed me two clips. It's rather funny. How is my Willy Wonka so raunchy?
Oh, he's raunchy.
Gene Wilder.
The Waco Kid.
Oh my gosh, Waco Kid. Is that why you're telling me to watch it?
Yeah, that's you, the Waco Kid.
Okay.
I can't think of it, dude.
You can't think of the last movie you watched?
I watched docs and comedies.
Yeah. All right. Trying to find the last one I had for you. On a scale of 1 to 10, rate your driving skills.
9.5.
Think you're that good of a driver?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Like, I feel like 9.5 is like I could do stunt driving in a movie and feel pretty good about it. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Jackson?
I'll give myself a 7. I can be a little timid sometimes. But
I did almost get killed yesterday.
Your fault or theirs?
Their fault, my fault.
Don't understand that one.
Pulling out on Milwaukee, dude shoots a U-turn.
Oh, yeah.
Almost hits me because I'm thinking he's going to be by me, which he was.
Yeah.
Then he shot the U-turn. So I almost met him in traffic. Mm. Then I backed up, got rattled, and pulled out in front of somebody.
Oh, my goodness.
But he was going 65 on Milwaukee, and I didn't even see him.
Yeah.
So almost got T-bone there. But
no fun.
Survived.
How would your wife rate your driving skills?
Probably an 8.
Okay. Because I feel like I would put mine about an 8 or so, but my wife would put mine at like a 5.
Yeah.
God. Is there anything more annoying than getting told how to drive from the seat next to you?
Sidewall tire puncture.
Oh, that sucked. How did that even happen? I literally drove on paved roads all the way home. I mean, all the way to work yesterday.
Did not. There's have so that. Much construction going on. There's stuff everywhere.
But like I,
there's
didn't,
bolts all over the
I
place.
I know. But something punctured the sidewall of my tire yesterday.
It was a tumbleweed.
Tumbleweed. I hope my tires aren't that weak. No, and I go on dirt roads occasionally, but most of them are still too muddy right now to mess with. But That was frustrating. Thanks for bringing that back up. Harrison Ford is a detective, not a dang cowboy. Speaking of Harrison Ford, you see Indiana Jones 5's coming out?
Jeez, no. Can we get an original idea?
No, why would... What? You poo-poo the original ideas when they come out with Cocaine Bear?
Boom.
That's very
original. That's as
original
as it gets.
That's as original
Barry
as
Nikilo
it gets.
And running down an ambulance. That's as original as it gets.
Completely original. No, I'm totally with you. Indiana Jones 5. I didn't ever watch 4. Apparently they are withholding Shia LaBeouf on this particular version. He was in 4. I'm guessing you haven't seen that one either.
I know. Yeah. No.
All right. Get your questions in. Yates Flooring Center chat line open to you. Got a lot of basketball questions. We'll get to some of those coming up momentarily. Lots of room for yours. And tweet us at 107thescore or call us on the Benchmark Hotline, 806-771-0973. It's the end of the bench on 100.7. Is this score?
This has been the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score. Go to 107thescore.com for more from the Double T Sports Network.